T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
Get some damn sleep. Go get a Serta, people. America's most recognized brand of mattress. American-made, Michigan-made, and always the highest quality. Check out the entire lineup of mattresses at over 150 retailers in the metro area. Closeouts, the iComfort series in the closeout event. Go to Serta.com to find a retailer near you. Buy today, get delivery within a week. No waiting around or sold-out nonsense. Get some rest. Get a Serta.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I hope you had a tremendous Tuesday. And if you didn't, I'm going to be here for the next 4 hours. I'm going to have me a tremendous Tuesday night. So go ahead, lock yourself in. This is when I get started, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Our super producer and host, David Shepherd, is coming to you live from New York City. And we've had a busy day, and it will certainly continue to be a busy night. Victor Wembanyama, almost sure to go to the San Antonio Spurs. The San Antonio Spurs have the number one overall pick in this year's NBA draft. We'll get into that momentarily. The Los Angeles Lakers and the Denver Nuggets, they got things going here in the Western Conference Finals. Up in Denver, a mile high in the sky. The Nuggets not wasting any time running the Lakers out of the building. Right now at halftime, the Nuggets lead 72-54. Nikola Jokic already with 19 points, 16 rebounds, and 7 assists. That's just the first half, okay? Anthony Davis has 18 points. LeBron has 11. Jokic is just out there destroying everybody. And I thought Anthony Davis would be able to neutralize him. Let's see if the Lakers can have some type of adjustment here in the second half of the game. I doubt it. I think the Nuggets are going to win this one. I still have the Lakers winning the whole series. Anyway, Joe Burrow spoke today. A little bit of minicamp action. Joe Burrow let everybody know, yeah, I plan on getting paid. I'm not going to talk to you about it. Adam Silver talked today. He spoke before the NBA lottery about Ja Morant. Steve Kerr spoke today about Draymond Green, said we are not championship contenders without Draymond. We got the Eastern Conference Finals. That starts tomorrow between the Heat and the Celtics. It's just a lot of people saying a lot of talking. Brandon Marshall, I know over the weekend, a couple days ago, he's like, yeah, I come back for Aaron Rodgers. It's just DeMar DeRozan calling people bums? Yeah, DeMar DeRozan. Dwight Howard trying to recruit people? Hey, Doc Rivers, come on over. Coaching Taiwan, we need more losers. It's just been a busy, busy day. And we're going to compact it into 4 hours. And then obviously talk about everything going on tonight. And yeah, by the way, Aaron Judge, he hates the Blue Jays. It's just hitting more home runs against the Blue Jays. It's almost a certainty. Here's the deal. If you want to talk to me at any point of the show, you bored, you sick of your wife, you sick of work, you stealing money from work, and you need to talk to me, fine, call me up. I'm here. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can also find me online. I am everywhere at JR Sport Brief. If you follow me there, you already know a good amount of the things that we will discuss and talk about tonight. Shep, how are you this evening?
Doing well, JR. Thank you for asking. How are you, man?
Good. I'm very well, thank you. And then let's not waste any time. before the Lakers started to get their asses kicked against the Denver Nuggets, the NBA held its draft lottery. Bunch of ping pong balls jumping around. We don't see them. We did see Ime Udoka. He was on the he's on the stage representing the Rockets. And there's nothing better than sitting down and watching the lottery and waiting to see who goes or who ends up with the number one pick. And this year, there's a lot of hype surrounding the pick. Because for the past, I don't know, maybe 2 years, maybe longer, depending on how deeply you really follow the prospects of the NBA, Victor Wembanyama has been that dude. People have been waiting to see who gets the pick. And the draft lottery was tonight. You know, I'll save us all some time. Let's go to ESPN from about an hour ago, and let's listen to the top few picks. And the team that is going to get Wembanyama, it's almost not fair. Listen.
Thanks again, Malika. The fourth pick in the NBA draft goes to the Houston Rockets. The third pick belongs to the Portland Trailblazers. The second pick will be made by the Charlotte Hornets. And that means that the number one pick in the 2023 NBA draft goes to the San Antonio Spurs.
Yeah, you hear one of Peter Holt's kids out there on the stage losing his mind. And I'd lose my mind, too, if I knew that I had the rights and a chance and the opportunity to draft Victor Wembanyama, a 7'5" Favreak. They haven't talked about a prospect like this since LeBron James. And I'm sorry. I think LeBron James was a bigger prospect. And all things considered, I'd say that LeBron James will probably have a better career. But I digress. Victor Wembanyama is the biggest prospect we have seen since LeBron James. 7'5". He can play offense fluidly. He can play defense fluidly. Most times you see somebody that damn big, they can't move. I would think the closest thing in the NBA right now in regards to size or height and I don't know about dexterity might have been Kristaps Porzingis. And even as he has aged, he's not as athletic as he was, flying all over the place as a 7'3" Latvian. This man, Wembanyama, is only 19 years old. He turned pro in 2019 in France at 15 years old. He's been a multiple-time All-Star in the French League. He won the All-Star Game MVP. He just played against the NBA's G League Ignite team. That's the NBA's best young prospects. You would consider them to be his peers. And he lit their asses up for about 37 points, 11 rebounds, and 4 blocks in 2 games. Not combined, that was just about his average. His dad, track and field, 6'6". His mom played basketball and is a coach at 6'3". His older sister plays professionally. It's been said that going back, his grandfather, great-grandfather, was someone who was 7 feet plus. And so if you haven't noticed already, yeah, athletics and physical freaks run in this guy's family. We just have to see what he does when he gets to the NBA. And pretty amazing that he goes to the San Antonio Spurs. Probably, I don't want to say the most stable of franchises, but it's led by one of the greatest coaches that basketball has ever seen, and Greg Popovich, multiple titles, and now the coach of Team USA, and even here in his 70s, sticking around, and I guess it's all worth it. I know Greg Popovich is having himself a glass of wine, maybe 2 or 3, right now. Only the San Antonio Spurs can end up with David Robinson. 87. They had to wait for him to get out of the Navy. And only the San Antonio Spurs could have a broken David Robinson, have a crap year, and then end up with Tim Duncan. And now they got Twin Towers, and then they win for the next 20 years. And now people are going to have a chance and an opportunity, or reason, I should say, to watch the Spurs. I ain't watched them since Tim Duncan left. I'd say I'd watched since Kawhi left, but we know Kawhi just stopped playing. He's like, no, I ain't playing. I'm good. Send me to Toronto. I didn't watch no damn Spurs with DeMar DeRozan. You can forget about it. I'm going to be watching the San Antonio Spurs. The NBA collectively is going to watch the San Antonio Spurs. And Victor Wembanyama, everybody knows he's going number one. Brian Windhorst of ESPN, he was out in France. It was 2:30 in the morning when the draft lottery took place. That's local time out in France. Victor Wembanyama, this was his response about the Spurs getting the number one pick.
It's 2:30 a.m. here in Paris. Victor, you found out a couple of moments ago you'll be following in the footsteps of David Robinson, of Tim Duncan, great French players Boris Diaw and Tony Parker. What are your emotions right now?
Can't really describe them, you know. It's just my heart's beating. I got everyone I love, everyone I know around me. It's a really special moment I'm going to remember for the rest of my life.
There's American fans and NBA fans across the world are still learning about you. What is the NBA? What are the San Antonio Spurs getting with Victor Wembanyama?
Team player. I'm going to make everything to win as many games as I can. And I'm trying to win a ring ASAP, so be ready.
So the San Antonio Spurs were tied up in knots. I talked to their general manager, Brian Wright, today. He's been not able to sleep for a week. Now that you know where you're going, what do you think you can take the Spurs? What do you think you can take the Spurs next season?
I'm going to try and bring my talents here. I love Texas. I've been there before. I'm really, really happy, and I really can't wait to meet the fans and to meet, hopefully, the team I'm about to join in June.
He couldn't have ended up in a better place. The Orlando Magic would have been nice. Oh, a bunch of young dudes, him and Paolo Banchero. It would have been nice. He could have went to the Portland Trail Blazers. Oh, my God, what's going to happen with Damian Lillard? Is he going to stick around to play with this dude? It would have been nice. But for stability's sake and learning, and just basketball and no nonsense and no garbage and no distractions and no trash in San Antonio where he just goes to play basketball, he couldn't have ended up in a better place. And for the NBA, I'd say as well, Victor Wembanyama could not have ended up in a better place. You just hope that he's healthy. I know Kawhi Leonard had his issues and problems with the San Antonio Spurs and their medical staff. He didn't want to play. He didn't want to suit up. Felt like they didn't help him throughout his injury. And for a guy who's 7'5", let me just say this. I think it'd be amazing if Victor Wembanyama didn't get hurt. But you know, I'm not trying to be the bearer of bad news. I'm not trying to wish an injury on him. We ain't seen nobody that big play consistently and not what he does. Somebody called last night and is like, oh, Ralph Sampson. Okay. Ralph Sampson was 7'4 going up and down the court. I didn't see Ralph Sampson crossing dudes over into step back threes. Okay. Let's be clear. We have not seen a player like him. We can look at tall, lengthy players and apply some things. You might want to look at a Dirk Nowitzki. You might want to look at a Kevin Durant. You might want to look at the defense of an Anthony Davis. These are all dudes 6'11 and up. He's 7'5". We're talking almost Sean Bradley territory. We're talking Manute Bol. We're almost talking, I hope he doesn't get that big, Georgie Morrison. And yeah, sure. By the way, let me say this again. He's 19 years old. He's 7'5", and there's a good chance that he's not done growing. And I ain't talking about muscles. I'm not talking about body weight. I'm talking about height. He could be 7'6". He could go to 7'7". What the hell is this? I don't know. I can't see him playing 82 games. They probably don't want him to play 82. Is he going to play 65 games every year? I don't. He might miss a year with a foot, an ankle, a knee. It's tough going. If the NBA gets 10-plus solid years, not even plus, if the NBA gets 10 solid years out of Victor Wembanyama, that's a success. And if they get even more than that, consider it love. David Robinson played at a high level, almost an all-star level, for the better part of a decade out of 14 years. 10-time all-star. Tim Duncan, even in his later years, for a dude who went out and played for 20, Tim Duncan was still at the end. I get you close to 10 and 10. I get you close. Give me enough minutes, I'll give you a little bit. I don't know if Victor Wembanyama, dude 7'5", is going to age gracefully like that. But maybe playing on the outside and less bumping and just running will help him out. This is going to be exciting to watch. It's also going to be interesting to watch. Because as LeBron James said, this man is an alien. We just got to see how he performs when he actually lands. Victor Wembanyama, he's going to the San Antonio Spurs. Congratulations to their fans. Congratulations to him. And congratulations to the NBA. He could not have ended up in a better spot. Good on him. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. The only thing is his health. How's he going to hold up? Nobody knows. I'm going to take your calls on the other side. What do you think about Victor Wembanyama? You excited? Are you concerned? I'll get to your calls after this. We got more to get into. The Lakers, the Nuggets, Doc Rivers. Damn it, even Becky Hammon is in the news. Davante Adams, Dwight Howard, DeMar DeRozan. There's a lot going on. And we're just getting started here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Oh, man. The Nuggets are whooping the Lakers. I don't see a turnaround in this one. They're running them out the gym right now. 99-81. About 3.5 minutes left here in the third quarter. We'll keep you up to date on game one of the Western Conference Finals. We know that the San Antonio Spurs have the number one pick in this year's draft. Victor Wembanyama, just pretty much a certainty to go to San Antonio. And I couldn't think of a better place for him to go given the Spurs' history, their head coach Greg Popovich. There's just a lot that fits perfectly for him to go. And he also said, Victor Wembanyama did, after the lottery selection or the Spurs going number one, he's like, oh, yeah, I can't wait to get to San Antonio and get a ring as soon as possible. I'm like, okay, bro, let's slow down here. I don't know how long or how fast it's going to take. Maybe he comes in like a house on fire. I think he's going to have his flashes, and then I think maybe if he stays healthy in a few years, he'll really consistently start to abuse folks. Now, in the interim, yeah, let's see what he can do. I can't wait to see him in the league, and we have to wait until October. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Manny is calling from Flushing. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, JR? How you doing, my brother?
I'm good. Go ahead.
I'm good, man. Greg Popovich might be coaching a little longer now thanks to Victor Wembanyama. He probably retired right now. Good for the Spurs. I mean, it's 26 years in the making. David Robinson, Tim Duncan, now Victor Wembanyama. Who would have thought?
Yeah, I don't know if I want to go and say third time's the charm so far. We have to see if Wembanyama is going to go out there and play. We're talking about two Hall of Famers. There's a lot of cases in the NFL where we talk about going back to back. If you want to look at more recently, Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers, and it's not an easy thing to do. And the San Antonio Spurs, they were able to almost go back to back, if you want to call it that, between David Robinson, and then going into Tim Duncan. And yeah, they've had a gap here since Duncan retired, and then Kawhi got hurt and decided to leave. But if Victor Wembanyama can hold it down for 15 to 20 years, the San Antonio Spurs, they hit the jackpot. And if he's around for that long in a Spurs uniform, that means that they're back to success. Greg Popovich ain't going to be around that long. He's 74 years old, but he can certainly get things started before he decides to, maybe walk out the door or just go upstairs as a consultant. I can't see him, being a full-time president when he's done.
Yeah, you have a point. I mean, you're absolutely right. I forgot he's 74 years old. I mean, I think he's the oldest coach in the NBA as of now. But anyway, man, the Lakers, man, I know they cut the lead to 15, but come on. Yeah, your ass whipped by the Nuggets and the Cosmos weather. Jeez. I would love to hear your perspective on Doc Rivers. Ooh, I would love to hear that.
We're gonna get into Doc, so stay tuned on that, Manny. I appreciate you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Manny, for calling from Flushing. Yeah, we're going to get into Doc Rivers. And as it relates to Greg Popovich, this man, whenever he decides to step away from the sidelines, he will be upstairs until he just doesn't want to be upstairs anymore. He is the dude running the entire team, running basketball operations. But I could see him just kind of doing it in his own way. Just delineating, tell people to do stuff and having the decisions. Greg Popovich is he's an icon in the NBA. Pretty funny how he got the job, too. He was the GM, and then he fired the coach, and he said, I'm the coach now. And now he has had the success of a Tim Duncan to pretty much bolster and boost his entire career. Not too shabby. People don't talk about that with Popovich. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Stan is calling from D.C. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Stan?
I was hoping the Wizards got the number one pick, but when it came down to the last two, I was hoping Charlotte would get it so Michael Jordan would finally have a superstar. I'm not throwing shade on the city of San Antonio, but it's a second-rate town.
I think
Charlotte being an up and coming town, I think Charlotte would have been the perfect place for him. San Antonio is probably the fifth best city in Texas. So,
Stan, what did San Antonio, Texas, do to you?
It never did anything to me. Look, I travel for a living, so I've been going to San Antonio for 35 years. I work for the airlines, okay. And the only thing I'm saying is Charlotte would have been a much better spot to market for the NBA to market.
Those days are over, Stan. That doesn't matter. Like we've had one of the most dynamic players that the NBA has ever seen come out of Oklahoma City. All right, it doesn't matter where these dudes are anymore. It really doesn't. Especially when you have cell phones and social media, it don't matter where these dudes play. And by the way,
I would rather have him in Charlotte, man. You know, I run him on the East Coast.
Yeah, you can. You're in D.C. It's down. Stan, hold on a second. You're in D.C. It's down the road. You would rather have him in Charlotte. It's been reported that Michael Jordan might want to get rid of the team, and I don't think that's going to change now. Maybe it would have changed with Wembanyama. He would have held on maybe a little bit longer to try to raise the valuation. But when it comes down to the modern NBA, outside of your personal preference, Victor Wembanyama could have revived the Vancouver Grizzlies, and people would have still showed up. There would still be massive interest, and the San Antonio Spurs are going to pack that place out. The Spurs are going to be on TV all the time again, even though historically they've been a boring team to watch, real big fundamental about it surrounding Tim Duncan. They are going to garner massive attention. The Spurs could move from San Antonio to Little Rock right now, and it would not matter. Not one iota. Not one bit. That makes sense, Stan?
I hear what you're saying, but I still disagree with you, bro.
What element of what I'm saying do you disagree with?
No, what I'm saying is, I think he would have been a much better fit in Charlotte, the city of Charlotte. I think, I wanted Michael Jordan to finally get a superstar. He might would have held on to the team if he got Wembanyama, you know.
Yeah, said that. Yeah.
We have a difference of opinion, and I respect
Well, thank you for loving me. That's not a difference of opinion.
I get your show.
I'm sorry, what?
I said I love your show.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate you. We don't have a difference of opinion. What I'm telling you about the marketability of NBA players and stars is a matter of fact. Your preference might be for him to be in Charlotte, but for business-wise, his own pockets, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't. I appreciate you loving my show. It don't matter where these dudes play anymore. If that was the case, we'd have people running to New York despite the fact that Dolan is a clown. People don't do it. They don't. And for money purposes, what does it matter? You got guys now making 50. Damian Lillard is in Portland, Oregon. Me personally, I like Portland. I wouldn't mind being up in Portland right now doing the show. I think the last time I was maybe December. It's due for me to go back. Damian Lillard is making 60 mil. Damian Lillard is on, he got an Adidas deal. He's one of the most clutch players. The only thing slowing him down from being viewed even more is the fact that he's tucked away on the West Coast on a team for the most part that has been bad. It's been Damian Lillard and who else? C.J. McCollum, the rotting body of LaMarcus Aldridge, Damian Lillard and friends.
Shaden Sharp.
Yeah, exciting. Who cares? It don't matter where you play. You can go out there and get your money. You can get your exposure. Let me tell you something. House of Highlights and Bleacher Report on Instagram move highlights and stats and numbers ridiculously fast. He ain't missing nothing in Charlotte, man. In San Antonio, a fifth city in Texas. How did that work out for Tim Duncan? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Manny from Flushing, he asked about Doc Rivers. We know Doc Rivers. Today, he was given the boot. And I guess the coaching carousel will continue to go round and round and round. It's almost like a game of musical chairs. Philadelphia doesn't have a head coach. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
If you end up in Oregon, look me up. I'll try to connect. I got to buy you a beer, man. You keep my nights going on the weekend.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
We were just talking about Oregon. I said, yeah, you could play in the NBA anywhere and market yourself. Even in Oregon. Look at Damian Lillard. Anyway. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. The Los Angeles Lakers are just trying to stay alive here against the Denver Nuggets. Denver currently leading in the fourth quarter, 111-100. About 9.5 minutes left in the game, so plenty of time and opportunity for the Lakers to go on a run, something that they did do here at the end of the third quarter. Chopping the lead down. At one point, it's like, damn, the Nuggets out here leading by 21 points. A little bit closer than that right now. Let's see if Denver can kind of keep them at bay. I'm going to answer Manny. Manny wanted to know about Doc Rivers and his firing from the Philadelphia 76ers. We'll go ahead and get into that. We got news from Dwight Howard and DeRozan seemingly roasting NBA players. Devontae Adams telling everybody that he does not need Aaron Rodgers to be awesome. Joe Burrow has some statements on his contract. For whatever reason, the Blue Jays and Yankees hate each other. I guess the Yankees are cheaters now. I don't know. We'll get into that. But we got some callers on the line. Let's talk to them. 855-212-4CBS. Nick is calling from Houston, Texas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Nick.
Hey, man, how you doing? You have a great show. I just want to say that.
Thank you. Appreciate you. What's up?
Yeah, man, as a longtime Houston Rockets fan, I was devastated that we missed out on the Victor sweepstakes, and we ended up at fourth pick, which was just unbelievable. But, kind of what you were alluding to, like, it was an absolute perfect fit for Victor to go to the Spurs. And, like, just kind of, like, just very strange that it's, like, an absolute perfect. You have the you have the French connection with Tony Parker. You have the international connection with Tim Duncan. And it was just like a perfect fit. And as Rockets fans are now saying on Twitter, it was rigged and stuff like that.
Yeah.
As of course, they're going to be upset. And I guess my question to you was mainly, was there a time before where they actually showed the lottery balls like live on TV, or did it change somewhere?
I remember at some point seeing lottery balls. I think it was more so for show. Ernst & Young, who does all of the selections and stuff, they do that in the back. And so if there were lottery balls, I think it was more so for show, man.
Okay. Thank you so much, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you. No doubt about it. Thank you, Nick, for calling from Houston. And, yeah, it's for the Houston Rockets, I was going to say, y'all had your chance at your international transcendent star. His name was Yao Ming, and his feet were too small. End of story. Feet always had issues at the end. Kevin is calling from Charlotte, North Carolina. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, sir. Always a great show, and I'm sorry about the weather. We're having, like, a huge thunder and lightning storm. I'm listening to you because I'm not getting out of the car. So, anyways.
Okay.
Listening to what you were saying, and I get the fit, but you said it, and I do agree with you. Doesn't matter where this guy goes. He's going to get his money. He just makes whatever franchise he goes to better. So I still think I was very disappointed as a Charlotte person, Charlotte Hornet, that we didn't get him. I ask you this because I still think he would have been a great fit here. It is a question of what happens with Jordan, but he would have been a great fit, and he just makes our franchise better. And with Melo, if he stays healthy, and that big man, it's a good two guys. My question is, who would you pick if you were the Hornets now? You got number two. You almost have to go. I mean, I'm going Bama. I'm going to go with him. And even with the Miles Bridges issue that we had, I think you have to go with the 6'9 guy because he brings something we need with the Hornets. I just wonder what you think.
Maybe I'm a little partial. We've actually had a Scoot Henderson here on the show in the past. And I think the NBA, for the most part, is driven by guard play. And I know when I say guard play, it might sound a little funky because we have dudes who are 6'8 and 6'9 who can move with the ball. You look at someone like Tatum.
I like Scoot Henderson. Would he be redundant playing out there with Ball? Probably.
A short.
Yeah, so that might be it, but I think he's going to be a killer. I think he's stout. I think he's going to last in the NBA. And so for myself, that's who I'd go with, but I would certainly understand if Charlotte passed on him.
And you do have to trade Scary Terry, and Terry's been great for us, but at the same time, you do agree, though, he would have made, if we would have gotten number one, he would have been that difference maker, and to me, he would just make Charlotte better.
For any place. I mean, when you say fit any, he would have fit in any place
anywhere.
He went. And so, for Charlotte, that is a semi-hopefully contending team.
Right.
Yes, he would have been great. But he would have been great anywhere, man.
Right, and I just felt like you said he would fit that one place. I think this is the kind of player
that Trent's No. That didn't come out of – he fits that one place. What I'm saying is it is so apropos and so fitting that he goes to San Antonio – to start his career, because there's actually stability, there's history, there's one of the greatest coaches of all time, there will be less distractions, and then he still gets to make all of the money. That's it. That's why I find San Antonio to be an ideal fit for him as a franchise, not for fitting in on your basketball team, because he'd be the big to the small.
Well, I appreciate that, because that helps me with the clarification. There's nobody better than the big fundamentals. I'll just say that. So,
we saw
Mr. Tim Duncan, man. So, and by the way, Toronto can whine all they want. Who cares? There ain't no judges, no cheating, nobody. Come on now. It's a part of the game. You know that. Come on.
Speaking of that, and thank you, Kevin, for calling from Charlotte. Man, the Yankees and Blue Jays hate each other's guts now. It's pretty cool. We need more baseball hate between all the teams. And so last night, the New York Yankees played the Jays, and the Yankees won. Okay, Aaron Judge hits a home run. Aaron Boone gets ejected. The Yankees win 7-4. And so Aaron Boone gets ejected. He's like, hey, the umpire is calling strikes on Judge, and the balls are low. They should be balls, and he got ejected for it. And so right after that, Aaron Judge hits a home run, but he was caught kind of looking over to the dugout, looking in the direction right before he swung and hit the home run. And so people are going, what is he looking at? Was somebody giving him the pitch? Is he looking in the dugout? Is he looking at the first base coach? And the Blue Jays made an appeal to Major League Baseball and said, hey, make sure that the first base coach is where he belongs, and that he's not out here relaying signals. Major League Baseball said that there was no problem. And that was last night. Aaron Judge was asked, hey, man, what were you looking at? And he said, I was looking in the dugout. You know, my guys were making noise. My teammates, they should have just shut up after Boone's ejection. Okay, fine, whatever. Tonight, the Yankees end up winning 6-3. Early in the game, about the third or fourth inning, Domingo Germán for the New York Yankees is on the mound. And as we know, these guys got to get inspected. Domingo Germán had his hands inspected, and he got the boot. Listen to this from WFAN.
All right. Well, they have just thrown somebody out of the game, and it's Domingo Germán that they just threw out of the game, and they're looking at his hand again. This is the same thing that happened the last time when they told him to go and wash his hands. And Domingo Germán, they decided, was using too much rosin or it was too sticky, because he has just picked up his glove and he has gone back into the dugout. What else can happen here?
What was he doing in between innings that his hands was too sticky? I don't know. He was eating a honey bun. There you have it. And so anyway, he gets the boot. And maybe Max Scherzer could give him advice on how to cheat properly. Or maybe he can ask his teammate, Gerrit Cole, you know, how much rosin he should have on his hands. And despite all of that, another issue between the Blue Jays and the Yankees tonight, Aaron Judge, he stepped to the plate in the eighth inning, and he decided to hit a home run to basically win the game for the Yankees. This is also on WFAN. And I'm sure this will be punctuated with some old man yelling about a Judgian blast. Listen.
0-1. Swing and a high drive. Center field. It is deep. Kiermaier looking back, looking up. It is gone. A home run off the batter's eye. Aaron Judge has gone yard. He says, hey, look at me now. Two-run shot. Yankees take the lead. They're in front 5-3.
I feel so damn good that there was no Judgian blast. Congratulations to Justin Shackle, his first year here full-time with the New York Yankees, covering in for Mr. John Sterling, because he's older. He can't be out on the road calling all the damn baseball games. So no Judgian blast, none of that other stuff. I don't even know what he said.
Don't act like you don't miss it, JR.
Nah, I'm
good.
I'm happy I didn't hear it. No.
Got it.
I couldn't tell you another one of his calls, really.
You know who Shackle's backup in case Shackle calls out?
I don't know. Marco Belletti.
Not him. Emmanuel Barbieri.
Oh, that's right. Yes, Emmanuel does the post game, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, good for Emmanuel Barbieri out of Fordham. Shout-outs to a Bronx product. Congratulations to him. And Marco Belletti was on the fan yesterday, right?
You know what's funny? When you were bringing this topic up, and I was going to run this by you, if you wanted to bring up this whole Toronto Yankee thing with him, because he was talking about this the first hour when he hosted, you know he's got some hot opinions on this.
Well, Marco Belletti walks around with a Yankee hat and just on his head. It's stuck there. It doesn't go anywhere.
Flannel doesn't either.
Oh, he wears flannel all the time?
Yeah, pretty much.
When it's 90 degrees outside?
He likes his shirts. I mean, Steve Summers was the same way. He always had those black turtlenecks, remember?
In August?
Yep.
Steve Summers wore a black turtleneck in August?
Correct.
Do I need to call Steve and ask?
Sure.
He is from San Francisco.
That's a good point.
You know, black turtleneck in August, why not? You need to... Hey, if I was in San Francisco now, I'd be trying to blend in with everything to not be seen. It's this wild place out there. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Oh, Denver is still winning here against the Lakers. About 7 minutes left in the fourth quarter. 118-104. We're going to take a break, and when we come back on the other side, we're going to talk about the man that got the boot, Doc Rivers. And there's already a former NBA player that wants him to coach his team in Taiwan. I'll tell you about it here on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
Your points are worth more than you think. This first-class flight to Tokyo, you can book it in your credit card portal for 1.4 million points. Yowzers. With PointMe, you could redeem just 120,000 points for that same flight. Now that's more like it. PointMe gets you 6 to 12 times the value for your points. Your credit card points are worth more than you think. PointMe. Better flights, fewer points.
Get started today at point.me. That's point.me.
This is Flea for This Little Light, a podcast about falling in love with music. I started a nonprofit music school about 20 years ago called the Silver Lake Conservatory of Music. The reason that I started doing this podcast was music education. I'll be speaking with Rick Rubin, Thundercat, Stuart Copeland, Margot Price, Corey Henry, Cynthia Erivo, Sheila E., and Patti Smith.
Please listen and follow This Little Light, a presentation of Cadence 13 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.